Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Up into the night sky, you will still see a quite solid moon that continues to go around the earth. It is not made out of gases. It's not gases. It is, in fact, rocky and terrestrial in that regard. Well, folks, welcome to the program this morning, Thursday edition. Kyle Warren with you. I still can't get over Sheila Jackson Lee and her very interesting description of the solar eclipse and the nature of the moon and the sun. And, you know, we got a lot of response on that last night as well. And I got to tell you, it's just one of those things that I think we're going to be referring to quite often as we go through the rest of time here, I'm pretty sure. But, folks, we have a lot to tell you about. A lot is happening, and we've got a lot of great stories to mention this morning on the program. As I said, Thursday edition. It's going to be a great day here on Thursday. Telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, and we sure do appreciate that. And we've already got a couple of great direct messages we'll tell you about here in just a moment. And by the way, today we get to talk with Jimmy T. Smith. He's from Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org is their website. We've got a great topic this morning, and he'll be with us at the bottom of hour number four, so that translates to about 5:30 a.m. Eastern time. So we hope that you can stay with us to hear Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. We've also got, of course, Denise Simon coming up here in just a little bit. We've also got Chris Markowski as well. Now, we're going to talk to Chris this morning as well about the CPI index numbers that came out. The Federal Reserve. The Fed is going to have a major problem in terms of negotiating these rate cuts that may or may not happen at this point. We got a great audio clip from President Biden, who says it might be delayed about a month or so. I got to tell you, I don't know what he's thinking or what he's doing, but I don't know that we can make that kind of prediction. It might just be a month or so. But you see, they realize they've got to get these rate cuts going, because no matter what, no matter how good they say the economy is going, and Janet Yellen tells us the economy is firing on all cylinders, no matter what, they understand completely that without those rate cuts, psychologically speaking, nobody is going to believe that anything is getting better. And you know why? Because things really aren't getting better in terms of people's kitchen table budgets, in terms of being able to afford things. You know, there was a story earlier that the average family is spending, about an extra $1,000, not a year, but a month, in order to try to make ends meet. You tell me where you get an extra $12,000 a year, free and clear, so that you can tread water, right? So this is a major, major component of what's happening in this election cycle. But what else comes along to really upend this election cycle? Certainly are these abortion stories that we're hearing about Arizona, for one, and then also, of course, just in general, you have the abortion issue, which is going to be front and center for the Democrats. This is the only thing that they have, really, in order to really try to unite around And I'm going to tell you, I think they are happy as clams about this. And I hate to say it. I really, really do. But I think they are, you know, they're outraged and they're talking like they're talking and so forth. But in reality, they're saying this is one of the most wonderful gifts we could ever get at election time so that we can rally the troops, so that we can try to get people to coalesce and not worry about all the stuff about the inflation and the rate cuts and the wars going on and the Israel issue and Ukraine and possibly China. Because we're going to tell you, and I love hearing this first segment, kind of give you an overview as best we can this morning. The FBI is also saying some of the biggest threats are a China attack. And the idea that also could be attacking, and Russia in particular, could target the underwater cables and so forth. And, you know, there are all kinds of things that could be happening due to the lack of leadership and due to the lack of vision and direction. Because it seems to me, my friends, that one of the only vision that this administration has, and whoever's in the basement of the White House, you know, making policy and directing things and coming up with these teleprompter things and whatnot. And Joe Biden, I don't know that he knows a lot of what this vision, quote unquote, really entails. But nevertheless, their vision doesn't seem to include making sure America's strong, making sure the economy is going to be good for everybody, making sure that we can unite around the common things that make us strong and make us unified. They don't want to do that. They're not worried about the world catching on fire because, in my opinion, to them, it is the natural outgrowth of getting their agenda done, of getting their way of doing things as being the only way of doing things, of making sure that ideas like, well, you know, we're going to follow the Constitution and things like that. It's like, well, do we really need to follow the Constitution? You know, does the Constitution, does it matter that much? You know, we've got this whole thing about going against the Supreme Court now. What difference does it make? You know, it goes on and on and on. But here's the thing, folks. That's one of the reasons why we're here overnight in America. It's one of the reasons we're talking about this stuff. And we want to hear from you as well. KyleWarrenShow.com. Send me a direct message, 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-822-7959. Stay right there. The Thursday edition is officially launched and heading to orbit.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
People say I'm crazy. Doing what I'm doing.
All right, well, I wouldn't go that far, but I'll tell you, folks, glad to be back with you here on the Thursday edition of the program, and we hope that everything's going well for you early this morning, or if you're finishing up your work day at this point, or if you're just in the middle, really, of your overnight work day, as it were. We hope that everything is going just fine, because we have an awful lot more to tell you about here on the program this morning. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call, 949-822-7959. This from CNBC, the supercore inflation measure shows Fed may have a real problem on its hands. Hotter than expected consumer price index reading rattled markets on Wednesday, but markets are buzzing about an even more specific prices gauge contained within the data. The so-called supercore inflation reading. I just hope the supercore doesn't go critical at this point. And I'm not trying to be funny per se, but honestly, you know, we keep hearing, and even Joe Biden himself has been talking about how, you know, well, you know, it's come down and this kind of thing. But really, is he talking about the progression of inflation, or is he simply talking, in other words, the prices haven't come down? You could say inflation might have come down, but those prices are still much, much higher than they even were, say, a year ago, as a fair measure, right? I think that's really, really important to distinguish. So a hotter than expected, consumer price index reading rattled markets Wednesday, but markets are buzzing about an even more specific prices gauge contained within the data, the so-called supercore inflation reading. Along with the overall inflation measure, economists also look at the core CPI, which excludes volatile food and energy prices to find the true trend. The supercore gauge, which also excludes shelter and rent costs from its services reading, takes it even a step further. Fed officials say it is useful in the current climate, as they see elevated housing inflation as a temporary problem and not a good gauge of underlying prices. Supercore accelerated at 4.8% pace year over year in March, the highest in 11 months. So is Bidenomics working out for us? I think that's a really, really good question. Is Bidenomics working out for us? I don't think so, but we'll continue here. Tom Fitzpatrick, Managing Director of Global Market Insights at R.G. O'Brien and Associates, said, if you take the readings of the last 3 months and annualize them, you're looking at a super core inflation rate of more than 8%, far from the Federal Reserve's 2% goal. As we sit here today, I think they're probably pulling their hair out, Fitzpatrick said. Let's head over to the audio clips. Let's head over to the audio clips. We've got Janet Yellen. Now, she was also being interviewed by CNBC, saying essentially the economy is firing on all cylinders and consumers are holding up. But then she also is asked by the interviewer about whether or not, you know, they're going to get to their 2% goal in mind. Her response is priceless, I think. I just think it's priceless. Let's listen in and hear what Janet Yellen had to say.
I think we can feel great about our economy.
I was going to ask you what you made of the last jobs report.
Well, it just shows that U.S. is firing on all cylinders. I mean, in terms of short-term performance, inflation is coming down. The job market is very strong. Growth has really been a lot stronger than I would have expected at this stage. We had 3.1% growth last year. Inflation's coming down. Labor supply is up. And we're seeing some of the pressures we might worry about coming from the labor market impacting inflation. They're subsiding, but unemployment remains very low.
You're still confident we can get to 2% this year? We've seen a little bit of a flare-up so far this year.
Well, I think it will continue to come down over time. That's my expectation. And I'm hopeful that we can certainly get into the twos.
And recovery stays intact.
Stop right there. Okay, so I'm pretty sure we can get to the twos. Now, I'm telling you, my friends, you know, I don't think they have any real expectation that they're going to tamp this down to two. Because that was, I think, you know, to borrow a phraseology from Alan Greenspan of yesteryear, I think this sounds like irrational exuberance on their part if they really believe that that's what they were going to do when they set out to do all this, to start raising the rates in order to fight inflation. But inflation really, at its core, I really do think it has a lot to do with the energy prices. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that it costs so much to get something to market. Because the fuel is so expensive, because all of these things, you know, go together to raise the prices, and they started raising very, very quickly, and people can't keep pace with them. They can try to. I think this is one of the most important things. They can try to. They can use their savings. They can use credit and so on, but all that starts to run out after a very, you know, short and finite period of time, obviously. So and by the way, that's not the answer. Oh, the prices went up, so everybody, you're just going to have to dig a little deeper. That's not the way to make this thing go either. Now, let's listen to Joe Biden talk about inflation and then say, well, it might be delayed by about a month or so. Let's listen in.
You predicted the Federal Reserve would cut interest rates thanks to falling inflation. But today, data show that inflation rose more than expected for the third straight month. So how concerned are you about the fight against inflation stalling? And do you stand by your prediction for a rate cut?
Well, I do stand by my prediction that before the year is out, there'll be a rate cut. This may delay it a month or so. I'm not sure of that. We don't know what the Fed is going to do for certain. But look, we have dramatically reduced inflation from 9% down to close to 3%. We're in a situation where we're better situated than we were when we took office, where inflation was skyrocketing. And we have a plan to deal with it, whereas my opposition talks about two things. They just want to cut taxes for the wealthy and raise taxes on other people. And so I think they have no plan. Our plan is one I think is still sustainable.
Okay. Well, there you got Joe Biden. And Joe Biden is now telling you about, you know, it might delay it a month or so. I got to tell you, folks, I got to call BS on this. I don't think at all that, you know, they're sitting around at the Fed saying, well, I don't know, maybe it's like another month. I mean, honestly, we may just have to push this thing back a month because the campaign is absolutely, locked in to having to have a rate cut or rate cuts as they triumphantly go into November to triumphantly win and triumphantly declare that their way is finally, you know, making sense and everybody's on board. That's what they want to do. And at the same time, too, I mean, because it's an election year, because we have so much inflation, it is very easy for the Fed to look like it's artificially, you know, propping up the economy or artificially trying to stimulate the economy. But I don't know. Maybe they just don't care about that at this point. But this is all hands on deck because we can't keep seeing these kinds of numbers. And, you know, because if we do, again, it means that they're likely not going to cut any rates anytime soon. And I understand. I understand about the high rates that we are experiencing now are different than, say, the, you know, close to zero or essentially zero rates that were there before. But, and that may not be sustainable per se, but it is baked in, I think, to the public perception about the economy, the public perception about whether or not I want to sell my home or go buy a home at this point, because the interest rates are so high. I think a lot of people are kind of waiting. They're biding their time to see if these rates actually do start coming down. But I hate to say, I don't see that would happen right now. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. And these are now kind of here to stay. But I do appreciate what Tom Fitzpatrick over at R.J. O'Brien and Associates quoted, as we said in the CNBC article, where he says, as we sit here today, I think they're probably pulling their hair out. I don't think, my friends, that they're sitting there saying, well, probably another month. You know, that's that's not what they're saying. All right, folks. Well, we're going to say a lot more when we come back from the break. Kyle Warren with you. Got some direct messages to tell you about. As we continue on through this Thursday morning, hope that you're well. Stay right there because we are coming right back. I do promise.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. As inflation continues to surge, significant price hikes are evident across various sectors, including auto insurance, baby food, and outpatient hospital services. A recent report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates a notable increase in 12-month price growth, rising from 3.2% in February to 3.5% in March. Former President Trump brushed off reports suggesting his campaign is lagging behind Democrats in fundraising. Speaking in Atlanta, he pointed out that despite having less money than Hillary Clinton in 2016, he emerged victorious. House Speaker Mike Johnson is warning any attempt to remove him from his position would result in chaos within the House. Johnson reiterated his leadership approach Wednesday prior to a meeting with Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. Greene had previously initiated a motion to vacate the Speaker's chair before the House recessed for 2 weeks last month. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition, and we are going across the overnights in America like nobody else, I think. And yes, we are going at a very, very high rate of speed, and that's actually good because that keeps us going throughout the overnights in America. That keeps us pumped up. That keeps us moving along, whatever you're doing. And one of the things that I really like about this program is, again, we got a lot of people from a lot of different walks of life that are tuning in and picking up on what we're talking about, picking up on what we're doing. And it really, really just absolutely makes my day. I really appreciate everybody out there. And so we're building this overnight community, folks, and we're glad that you're along with us. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. And we've also got a great direct messages to tell you about this morning. Start off here from Frederick, listening up in NYC. He says, morning, Kyle. Springtime here in New York. Looking forward to the show. Thank you. How about that transitory inflation? That's exactly right. And so we appreciate that. He's got a great Throwback Thursday request, and I think we can honor that. And also, we got another request as well from Driver Ron. So we're going to combine requests this morning. So we have a couple of great songs that we're going to be playing. So I appreciate the request very, very much. Also, we've got a great direct message that came in from listener Joan up in Seattle, Washington this morning. And she writes in and says, hard to keep up with all the news these days. What a sharp difference in the two presidential candidates portrayed today. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. She says, thank you, Kyle, for helping me understand more in depth of what's really happening. Well, I appreciate that. I mean, we do our best, and we've got some great guests and analysts here. We do our level best to make sure we're making sense of what's happening out there in the news. And she says, by the way, I was really happy to hear that my fellow listener, Lucy, is recovering and able to drive now. Great news. Absolutely. I'm right there with you, Joan, and it was great to hear from Lucy. And we're just ecstatic at the amount and the speed of which she's been recovering. And so, again, that's what I'm talking about. You know, we're building this overnight community, and it's a great pleasure to do that. So I can't say that, just can't say that enough. And, of course, what Joan was just talking about there, the two different presidents, you got the one, of course, who's talking about inflation and saying, oh, by the way, and because the abortion issue has become, you know, this is boiling over to some degree at this point. And you've got Joe Biden saying, you know, vote for me. I'm in the 20th century. Then he kind of corrected himself. Well, 21st century. But, yeah, it hasn't been the 21st century for quite 20th century, rather, for quite some time. But and that's what they're going to seize on. They are going to seize on abortion like you wouldn't believe. This is going to become front and center. This is going to become the thing. And this talk about a talking point, there's going to be a list of one talking point. And this is what's going to start happening because they do believe that they can really sway on this issue. And we had a great call last night or yesterday morning, depending on your perspective. We had a great call from Aaron in Denver. We love to hear from Aaron. And we had a great discussion. And Aaron had pointed out that Aaron's not going to vote for President Trump based on abortion. He wants to vote based on the issues. And abortion is one of the issues, but not the overriding issue. And I think that is so very cool because obviously this is the thing the Democrats want to do. They want to they want to constantly make abortion the front and center issue only. And if they can do that, then they can bypass everything else that's going on that is literally falling down around us. And so what we're hoping, of course, is that this starts to sort of percolate a little bit more. We can't go through the next 6 months. We can't go through the next 4 years with what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening in Ukraine, what can spill over into Europe, what can spill over into the Middle East and beyond. We can't go through what China might do next. We can't go through what's happening at the border. We can't sustain that. This is a great word, by the way, sustainable. And liberals and the far left and the Democrat Party elite, they love that word sustainability. You know, is this sustainable? You know, this is not sustainable. So therefore, do what we say, because this isn't sustainable, blah, 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 right? Well, I'm going to tell you that what we see happening around us, where the world is catching on fire, that, my friends, is not sustainable. Not in the least tiny little bit. So want to be sustainable? Don't vote for the Democrats at this point. All right. Speaking of Joan talking about the two different presidents, we got a great quote here from Donald Trump regarding his statements, which rankled on both sides of the aisle to some extent or another. But Donald Trump has a response to the Democrat response to his response about the Arizona abortion ruling and so forth and the general topic here. So let's listen into President Trump from a video that he put out earlier on Wednesday.
The Democrats are reeling when they have no response to my recent statement on abortion other than, oh, he's only kidding, or he will change it, or he's not going to do that, he'll do something else, because he knows and they know that when they say that, they're in trouble. I guess this means that we will win the election because they're so bad on every other issue. They are so bad on the border, on the economy, on energy, every single, we were energy independent just 4 years ago, and now look what happened, and look what happened to our country. Millions of people flowing in from prisons, from jails. It's really a terrible thing. So the only issue they have, the only issue they think they have is on abortion, and now all I say is the states are handling it, and it's totally killed that issue. We'll take care of everything. We're going to make our country great again. Everybody's going to be happy. People forget. fighting Roe v. Wade was right from the beginning all about bringing the issue back to the states pursuant to the 10th Amendment and states' rights. It wasn't about anything else. That's what it was. We brought it back to the states, and now lots of things are happening and lots of good things are happening. Every legal scholar, everybody from both sides said, you have to get it out of the federal government. You have to bring it back to the states. It wasn't about anything else. After we won, Marjorie Dannenfelser of the SBA and Lindsey Graham, senator, started saying, no, let's go back to the federal government with 0 weeks. And when they got nowhere, they upped it to 6 weeks. And they got nowhere again, and they recently upped it to 15 weeks. And were obviously willing to take the number upward, 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 because they were getting absolutely nowhere with the Democrats, and they never would, because the Democrats will never give up on this issue, no matter how many Republicans want and ask and are willing to give everything. You could give unlimited abortion, and the Democrats would find a reason not to do it, because they don't love our country. They don't want to solve a very difficult problem. But we did. It's called states' rights, and the states are working feverishly to get it all resolved.
Okay, so there we got President Trump, former President Trump, with his video message earlier. There's a lot going on in there, obviously, and a couple of these different things that he said. He talked about states' rights, for one thing. Now, that has also... And by the way, the states do have rights. This is one of the prerequisites for being a state in the union, is that the states have certain rights. And the states, things that are not enumerated in the Constitution, revert back to the states. But over time, the far left and the Democrat Party elite have tried to create this notion that if you are going to be talking about how the Constitution works, insofar as that things can revert back to the states, if not covered in the Constitution, well, that makes you some kind of a weirdo. Or that's the scientific term, right? The political science term. It's some kind of a weirdo. But in this particular case, that this is exactly what the Supreme Court found to do with Roe v. Wade. That being said, the Democrats will continue to harp on this, as you heard former President Trump talk about, and they will go down this road that there needs to be this federal thing that's done, and the only way everything could ever be okay is if you have a one-size-fits-all thing from the federal government, which would address something that evidently is not addressable in the Constitution. So they're also going to bank on the idea that this has been there for the last 53 years, basically, and so something has now been taken away from you. So they will continue with their messaging machine about this. But if the Constitution is written in a certain way and for a certain goal, and, well, maybe they don't really care. That's what they've demonstrated. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Started yet on the program this morning with all the stuff that we're going to be talking about. And of course, you also know that what's happening in Israel is continuing to be a major, major catastrophe that's happening. And where it has to do with American support and American relationship with the Israeli government. Joe Biden is now declaring that, you know, our support is going to be ironclad for Israel. I heard this earlier and I thought, well, is it really? Is it really going to be ironclad? I just don't know. We'll talk about that here as we move through the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you. And no matter what is happening, we are going to be there talking about it. And I got to tell you, folks, we're going to take a quick look at the weather here. We got a great. We got a couple of great suggestions and requests for songs this morning, both from Frederick in NYC. We've also got from Driver Ron in Denver. So we'll definitely hear a couple of great songs as we move through the program this morning. But first, let's take a look rather at the national weather, as we often do here. This from the National Weather Service: heavy rain, flash flooding, and severe weather threat associated with the strengthening storm system to continue this afternoon and tonight in the southeast. A powerful storm system to foster heavy rain and high wind potential over much of the eastern U.S. on Thursday. Severe weather and flash flood threats forecast in parts of the southeast and upper Ohio Valley. High winds, along with widespread moderate to heavy rain, expected to impact the entire eastern seaboard into the Great Lakes Thursday night into Friday, warming up in the west. That's right. It has been warming up. We might get a little bit of rain here in my area my neck of the woods in Southern California, but it's actually been warming up a little bit. So people are starting to turn on their air conditioners, I guess, as we've moved through the middle part of this week. But nevertheless, folks, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we hope that you have some, hopefully the weather is going to be agreeable. Now, let's get to our request here real quick. This is the first request is going to come in from Driver Ron in Denver. We'll hear Frederick's request in hour number two of the program for Throwback Thursday. And for those of you new to the program, you know, we do play a song in this segment of the show in hour number one and hour number two, again, to kind of keep you going through the night, whatever it is that you're doing. If you're up late with us, up early with us as it is, talking news and politics, we love to hear some great songs as well and kind of talk about some of the history of them, maybe a nugget that you haven't heard before about it, and we really, really appreciate the requests that we've been getting. Well, this one, the first one, is from Driver Ron, as I said. He said he's got a couple of requests for Throwback Thursday. He says he'd like to reach into the bumper rotation. That's right, because this song is in our bumper rotation. He says, I hear them every once in a while coming out of breaks. I think they deserve to be featured as full songs. Well, I agree. Says his first request is from a band who I think only had two albums, and I think really only had two hits. The band is The Tubes. That's right. Yeah, I think they only, because I remember them way back in the day as well. And they had, they were a very unique band. I think they were, if memory serves, I think they had a lot, they played on other people's records and things like that. And they kind of got together as The Tubes, as I recall the history of it. But he's got a great, great song suggestion. And this is a song called Talk to You Later from back in 1981. Now, here's the cool thing about Talk to You Later. Likely on the radio at that time, they never played the actual beginning of the song. But we're going to play the actual beginning of the song, and it's this little sort of announcement at the beginning of the song, which I think had to do back in the days when you had actual records that you would buy before the advent of CDs and things like that. So it's kind of like it's this little, well, you'll hear what it is. It's just kind of this cool little thing. Here's Talk to You Later. Thanks, Driver Ron. Great, great song request. Let's get right to it, shall we?
As I mentioned near the close of the last record, this record you are now playing is another example of the completion backward principle. If you can possibly manage the time, please play both sides at one meeting. Let me agree.
the tubes, everybody. Talk to you later. That's a pretty cool song, and I appreciate Driver Ron. That's right, yeah. Reaching into the rotation of the bumper music. It's pretty cool. And, yeah, the Tubes, they had another great hit called She's a Beauty, which was a massive hit back then around 1983. And, you know, hearing the Tubes, they were a great band. They just had what I want to say is like a real clean sound, meaning that everything just kind of was where it was supposed to be. And very, very creative. And also, and here's this word that gets overused all the time, but a lot of energy, I think. I think they always had a lot of energy, and they had kind of a material coming out of that that time period, you know, late 70s, early 80s, where they had a real influence, I think. I don't want to say of punk, but of new wave and just a kind of a different style that was a little more... lack of a better term, aggressive, but at the same time, very, very, very smooth. So, all right, folks, we're going to come back up to the top of the hour here in just a few moments. And when we come back from the top of the hour news, we'll be talking about what's happening in terms of what Joe Biden is talking about in terms of support for Israel. We'll also talk more about this abortion ruling in Arizona. And there are those that are calling it catastrophic and a shock. And what's the impact going to be on the 2024 race? I think it's going to have significant impact on the 2024 race. And then also, Bloomberg is reporting that the United States sees some kind of missile attack on Israel from Iran as being imminent. So there is a lot going on in the world, everybody. We're going to talk about it when we come right back. In the top of the hour news, we'll get updated on everything, come back, and then we'll talk about everything. But we're glad you're there here on this Thursday morning. Hour number one is now officially in the books.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.